Hello, Brendan Lowry.
Hello, Fred. How are you? Oh my God.
Congratulations. Yeah, oh
Oh
my
my God.
God. Oh my God, it's right. Listen, I'll give you a chance to gather your thoughts there, and I'll go through the headlines from the papers because you're in New York. You're in New York, right? Cup hero Lowry helps Europe ride out storm, says The Independent. The Mirror says Shane's fairy tale New York on the back of the Irish Daily Mail. Shane brings it home. Lowry sinks winning putt as Europe get job done. On the Herald, hero Shane rides out the storm. On the Star, Shane's fairy tale New York. On the Sun, Shane sensational. Lowry heroics on 18th Seal Victory. But this is the one you love. Cover the Irish Times. Your son there with his two fists clenched. Shouting, roaring, and it says, an awfully happy man, an awfully happy man.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so tell us, where were you when he sank that putt?
I was just on the side of the green.
Yeah.
In a praying.
What's it like
on my hands and knees?
Yeah, what's it like as a parent? Like, because Shane has described how nervous he was. He was shaking over the ball.
Yeah.
Realising that this could be one of the biggest moments of his career. So what was it like for you?
Well, that's it. You're just hoping that it works out for him, you know?
Yeah.
Like every parent with their kids, like they just want them to, you know, do their best. And he just done that yesterday, which is unbelievable.
He was talking to Greg Allen last Thursday morning on Morning Ireland. Yeah. And he was saying how much he loved the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, he loves that team environment.
Yes, yes. And I said,
well, then probably that's part of the GA what I was brought up with.
That's it, isn't it? Yeah.
He probably played underage, that team environment. And then even with the GUI, the Golf Ireland, you know, they had teams kind of, you know, interprovincial teams, Leinster and the four provinces and that. So he just liked that a lot. And so he just loves that Ryder Cup, though. He loves it.
And he mentioned to his caddy walking up the fairway to the 18th green that this was an opportunity to do something special.
Yeah, yeah. I suppose it was special, all right.
Very special. So what has he been saying overnight? Has he been saying much to you?
No, nothing much, no. Just maybe a text or...
Yeah.
You know, the parents, you see, stayed in one hotel.
Hmm.
The family of both sets of players stay in one hotel, and the players themselves stay in a different hotel, you know? So we just, all the families went over to, all the parents and families went over to the golfers' hotel last night for a bit of a party.
I'd say more than a bit of a party, Brendan, now in fairness. You're playing it down.
You can know by my voice.
So you're a lot of singing.
That's it. That's the way it happened. So I didn't really get to talk to him much. I get to talk to him maybe at Christmas.
And what sort of family are you? Are you sort of a, you know, would you tell him he's brilliant, or would you be more sort of?
He knows.
Yeah, I know, but he has to be told as well, Brendan, from his dad.
He does have to be told. Absolutely, I know. I ought to tell him regular now.
Do you? Great. Yeah.
That's a tough sport. You know, it's a tough sport to be,
and
especially if it's a single sport. You know, you're just on your own there. You know.
Yeah. And he said to Greg Allen last...
I just said that to him. You can't blame the goalkeeper or the referee or the corner back.
Yeah. What was it like? Because, of course, a lot has been made of the American fans. And some of them, not all of them, but some of them were abusive.
Some of them were abusive is kind of mild, you know?
Is it? Right.
Yeah. Very, 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 very bad now.
Why do you think that's the case, Brendan?
I don't know. That must be just this part of it. Seemingly this part of the area. I don't know. Because seemingly some of these guys just go to football matches and hockey matches. They just do the same, you know, seemingly.
USA.
But we were warned, though. Even we got a briefing. Even the parents and families got a briefing about the whole thing before last Thursday evening.
And what did they say to you?
You know, just to get us to make sure to stay calm, because you're going to get abuse.
Right.
And it was hard, it was tough to stay calm, you know.
Mm. It's mad to think that that was New York, and 2 years' time it'll be Adair. What a difference.
Yeah.
Huh? The little village of Adair with its thatched cottages, yeah. And then from the skyscrapers
really
of New York.
It up for Adair now,
huh? Oh, yes, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to relive that winning putt? Oh, yeah, well, I play it for you here.
Yeah.
This is the commentary from Sky. Your son, Brendan Lowry, Shane Lowry.
And there's a window of opportunity now for this man. In your hands. And there's going to be no fairy tale in New York. Because Europe have retained the Ryder Cup.
It was in his hands and he delivered.
In his hands, oh my God.
And then he was in your arms.
Yeah, that's right.
So
that's what he said to me. He said to me, "Dad, I was sure I missed it."
Did he?
Yeah, because he was sure it was just going to lip out.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And what about
my daughter's here with me as well, like, because it was great that my daughter and her husband were with me as well.
Sinead,
yeah.
And you had another celebration over the weekend. We'll get back to the golf in a moment.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, my son Alan and Amy, his wife, they had a baby, their first baby, yesterday morning.
Ah, congratulations.
In Hollis Street.
Had she been watching the golf or no, she wasn't?
Yeah, Amy, she's mad into golf.
Right, yeah.
She loves the golf. She nearly said before we went out, she says, definitely he's not going to be here the weekend of the Ryder Cup.
And it happened.
And they called him Freddie Sam, right? Sam Lowry and Sam after Sam Ryder.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Imagine that. And that was yesterday morning before Shane done what he done.
Right.
Which is crazy.
Sam Ryder, who gave his name to the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
That's so she's a big fan of the golf.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. Yeah.
So back to that. So he comes over and he gives you a big hug after he did all sorts of jumping up and down on the green. That was the lady on Sky said that's the best celebration I've ever seen in all my career.
Yeah. But then it was, I don't know, the pressure that was there for that, like, was because it wasn't looking good for Europe, really.
No.
Like. You know, it wasn't looking good, like.
No, the momentum was definitely with USA yesterday. There was no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Listen, I was listening to Morning Ireland this morning. There was a Kerry man on, right? And he was over there. And you'll have to explain this to our listeners. But he says he forgives you for something that happened in 1982 or 1981. Will you explain that to us?
Yeah, he's talking about the 82 All-Ireland and awfully beat Kerry.
Right.
That's what he's always... There's so many people, Kerry people out here with Kerry jerseys, you know. And they shout at me, all right, like, they're still supporting Shane, but
yeah,
they said they'd never forgive me. Seamus Darby, they'd never forgive Seamus Darby.
What happened?
He scored a goal in the last minute, like, to beat Kerry, going for five in a row, like, so.
Yeah.
They've forgiven me now, haven't they?
Well, this is one for the ages, isn't it, this particular win?
It is all right now.
Now, when you talk to him now, when the dust has settled, what are you going to say to him?
Yeah, he loved waking up this morning. Now, I do find when I played GA, I loved waking up the morning after. If you do something, you know, if you win a game or do something good, it's lovely. He loved now waking up this morning, and he'll be just, I don't know, he just, you know, he'll probably just go back to Florida where he lives and just, you know, his two kids and get on with, he'll try to get on with Norman. He'll try. I think he's playing. He'll have golf in a couple of weeks. He's playing in Madrid, I think, in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. He said the last four holes were the best four holes he's played in his whole career.
That's right, yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that brilliant?
Because he birdied 15, 16 and 18.
Yeah, yeah.
To have the match, not even to win the match, to have the match.
Spectacular stuff.
Which was unbelievable, yeah.
And I'd say the whole thing over the weekend brought new people to golf.
Did, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I'd say now it's really after setting up the Ryder Cup for Adair Manor now.
Yeah, they're talking about it already. They had them on Morning Ireland this morning, saying they're shining up what already is a little gem of a place. That's what they were saying in readiness for the arrival.
Oh, I see that. Yeah, that'll be crazy though.
Well, listen, there he is, your son, on the cover of all the papers today. The Irish Times, an awfully happy man, as are you, Brendan Lowry. Thanks for taking time out to talk to us, Brendan.
Thank you very much, Ray.
Thank you.